Starting on February 15th, you'll be able to hail a cab, not just with your hand, but by poking your smartphone. New York City's Taxi and Limousine Commission is allowing a one-year e-hail pilot program. GigaOM reporter Kimé Huesner is with me. Hi, Kimé.
Hi, Manoush.
Okay, so February 15th is the big day. What is actually going to happen?
So right now, all the applications are going through the processing procedure. And on the 15th, we should be able to pull up our phone and look at a number of different apps from Uber, from Halo, from Get Taxi, and, you know, be able to hail a cab from our phone as long as we're within the certain geographic ranges that they've determined. Like, I think it's, you know, in the city, it's like half a mile south of 59th Street or 1.5 miles, depending on where you are elsewhere in the city.
I mean, I'm confused already. It's Halo, Uber, Get Taxi, Taxi Magic. It sounds like this is a very crowded field of taxi applications that you have to know about, then put on your phone, then understand that you tap it when you need a car if you're in an area where you can't just raise your hand to grab a taxi. Is that right? Why is it so crowded?
Because the people think there's a lot of money out there. They see a lot of inefficiency. They, you know, people say things like half the cabs going around the city don't have passengers in them. And, you know, investors have put millions of dollars into this space because they think that they can, you know, make a lot of money by better pairing drivers and passengers up.
But it's kind of interesting. I think a lot of those companies thought it would be way easier to get into the New York market, right? We're known for the yellow cab. And yet the Taxi and Limousine Commission has been really giving them a hard time. Why?
Well, I think there are, you know, I think partly you have concern from like the black car livery, you know, for hire contingent that feels like, you know, wait a second, like until now, yellow taxis couldn't do prearranged pickups. And this is now kind of edging into their turf. So they're kind of lobbying against these kinds of apps. And then you also have concerns about, you know, will consumers, you know, have the, will they be overcharged? You know, will they be able to, will they be forced to tip? Will they, you know, be able to use cash? You know, a lot of the concerns that they were able to figure out when they knew what a taxi cab was, they have to make sure they can do now that a taxi cab definition is kind of changing.
So how are we just stricter here in New York City? Because a lot of other cities like San Francisco, London, Chicago, Dublin, they all have these taxi e-hail applications. Why has it been easier to implement in other cities rather than New York?
I mean, I think they've run into resistance in all those cities. San Francisco, Chicago, D.C., Boston all had lawsuits, you know, around the same issue. And I think you also saw companies like Uber just take an aggressive approach. Like, we're just going to do it and then be told we can't and then beg for forgiveness and figure it out. And I think they tried that in New York and it didn't work. So I had to go back to the drawing board. But you've seen resistance in other places too. We also have a really big market, you know, that complicates things. And you know, just every market's different. And I think the companies that have been successful at figuring out how to find their way in each market have really try to cater their service to that market. Like Halo, you know, I think in some cities takes a cut from the driver versus other cities it charges the passenger depending on the dynamics of that market.
Which one are you going to use?
I kind of like Halo just from reading about it. I feel like they've taken a gentler approach with the different cities that they've been in so far.
What do you mean by gentle?
I think they've tried to work with regulators before they just barge right in. And I think Uber has been a bit more like, we're just going to see how it goes in kind of true entrepreneur style and then deal with the blowback later.
Mess things up and break things or whatever they say at Facebook, the sort of like disrupt.
Hack away.
Hack away. There's all these new technologies that have a lot to do with changing the way infrastructure works in a city. Are city governments going to have to change the way they come up with regulation?
I think so. I mean, I think you're seeing a lot of different, like, you know, Airbnb is also kind of in this collaborative consumption model where...
What's that?
It's the tech word for when you're trying to kind of find more efficient ways of using inventory. So, like, people's homes, if you're away, your apartment's empty for the weekend, how do you find someone who could rent that space while you're gone, which is, you know, the Airbnb model. And so with taxis, that model is like, well, these cab drivers are driving around with empty, you know, back seats. How do you find a way to put a passenger there? And it's changing definitions. You know, like what a taxi cab used to be was a car that could not take prearranged pickups, and now they can. So the laws have to figure out how to adapt to the new reality.
Okay, so how do you think taxi cab drivers are going to respond to this?
Well, I actually asked a driver I had this morning, and I was surprised. He said that he didn't like it because he feels like it's a hassle. He doesn't want to have to pull out an app and look at the screen and figure out where to find a fare if he can just find somebody on the street. And during times when, you know, it's busy, he doesn't think that he's going to have the time or the desire to pull up an app.
I mean, are we going to lose the art of hailing a taxi cab that's been passed down from generation to generation? Get out there. Get in the street. Get your hand up.
I know. It'll be a whole different world.
Giga Ohms, Kimae Huestner, thank you so much.
Thank you.